The Torah goes into the great detail of what's considered a nega tzaras, what's considered a nega, a plague that one has the status of tzaras, and they'd have to go and separate from everyone. So the Torah goes into the details of how you identify it. However, there's one main detail that the Torah tells us, and the Mishnah in the Gam elaborates on it, that, as some like to say, it's baseball season. Just like the baseball umpire likes to say, it's not a ball or a strike until I say so. So too, it's not a nega until the Kohen says so, even if the Kohen doesn't know, but someone teaches him, and then he actually spells it out. That's when it's good. This reminds me of a different story with, I think it was Ted Williams, who's one of the best baseball players ever to play. And so I think they said it was a rookie catcher, and Ted Williams didn't swing, and the catcher turned to the ump, and Ted was like, "What's going on here? That was a strike. Why are you calling it a ball?" He says, "Let me tell you something. When Ted Williams takes a pitch, it's a ball. When he swings, it's a strike." So, ultimately, anyway, is by the nega, is until a Kohen actually says it, it doesn't, it's not considered happening. It's not, in contrast to, like, going to your doctor. The doctor tells you you have a sickness, like, but the doctor tells you or not, it's there. But by nega tzaras, it all depends on the Kohen saying, declaring it tameh or tahor. So the Medrash tells us, Chazal tell us, that David HaMelech requested many things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know David wrote Tehillim, and it's a popular, among many people say Tehillim. Some just say Tehillim all day, others say Tehillim in time of need. It's something which is usually appropriate, and different parts of Tehillim for different times. So the David HaMelech says that you want someone who says Tehillim to be as equal to someone who studies the laws of Negayim, Negayim and Olos, studying all the very difficult portions in the Torah. And like, you have to spend a lot of time. It's not, you know, very difficult. So it seems strange, like saying Tehillim, I mean, saying the words aren't, as long as you know how to read. I mean, if you don't know Hebrew, you can read it in English. Doesn't seem to take that much effort from this to, obviously, to say Tehillim properly, might, but the actual, the saying, the reciting of Tehillim, yeah, learning the Negayim, that's like a lifetime. That takes years and years of study. So what in the world does David mean by his comparison to Negayim and Tehillim? So but it's so some the Mefarshim want to suggest the following, that we know that in the Zohar that tells us, and others point out, that really David wasn't going to live. He was going to die at birth, even before. And they say he got his 70 years from the Avos, from Adam HaRishon. And yet we know David himself was born healthy, and he lived a tremendous life. So therefore, David HaMelech, as the Mefarshim point out, that because of what he went through, because they gave him a bracha of 70 years, it's called, of life, he was able to see, look at things that, let's say, were on the surface, that didn't have any chance of living, and changing it around. So therefore, he wants to say that, even though obviously saying Tehillim with Kavanah is a tremendous thing, but the mere reciting of Tehillim, he wanted to teach people that even if they're not saying it well, that still has the ability to inform them. That even if you don't if you don't really understand it, and you just feel you have to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's enough. So just like a person goes, just like Nagam has the ability to change someone's life. When the Kohen says Tameh, he's stuck in a time, and then when he comes out, it's like Yom Mitzora Chashuv Kameis. So when he comes out, it's like a new life. That's what David HaMelech was, a new life. So too, that's what we all know. People especially say Tehillim all the time, but a lot of times B'Shas, B'Esara. And therefore, that's what therefore, in contrast to usually, we know, as the Rambam writes, Kol Tefillah B'lo Kavana Eino Tefillah. But on the other hand, that's the special gift of Tehillim. And that's the whole discussion, you know, whether you, because you read the Chumash, you get Tzchar. If you read Torah Shabbat Peh, if you don't understand what you're reading, some claim there's no benefit. But over here, so where does Tehillim fit in? So that's a whole discussion. But clearly, we know there are a lot of Tehillim Yidden and people all over, men, women, people have, say, Tehillim every day, some finish the whole book every day, some over the week, a month. And that was the greatness. That's what David HaMelech was asking for. Not that many people know the laws of Nagam, and now we don't have to know them for into Halacha Maisa. So therefore, one who says Tehillim, the same ability that for a Kohen to pronounce the Negatar brings someone back from death to life, so too, that's the Koach of Tehillim, that at any time, whether it's a time of need, not a time of need, we understand what we're saying or not, Tehillim's always around in order to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.